the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Hope you got plans to get outside and fire up your grill. If you've got to put away for the season, you can tune us out right now because we just took your man card.
Yeah, the man card's gone.
Right, but for everybody else that still has their grill out on their back deck and has shoveled a path out to it, we're going to have a little fun, everybody, because it's that time of year where it's at least on the front of our mind is we're talking a little bit about healthier grilling. And we're going to touch on some of the proteins that maybe aren't those big fat steaks, but are maybe something more.
Jop, I have a dedicated porch shovel.
Yeah.
That is for the back deck that I get a little workout, scooping out the snow, getting right out to the big grill. And so, hey, guys, a dedicated shovel on the back deck. That's a man card point.
That's right. Just leave it right there because you're going to need it. I mean, we've had a relentless winter already. And our friends out on the lakeshore of Michigan, anyway, are seeing annual accumulations already a month into winter.
I think Fonger might have a dedicated snowblower on his deck.
Right, yeah. Our producer Brian lives on the lakeshore and makes that treacherous journey in these last few days have been crazy. But anyway, Chaz, you're a professional ice fisherman. I've been watching your Facebook. The last 4 or 5 days, you've been on it. I mean, ice is safe. You're out there. You're hitting it. And you've been catching some fish, right?
Yeah, north of town, it's been really cold, so the fish are hugging the bottom. But my buddies and I, we took a little ice camp, and we went out and we fished for 5 days straight. We've been banging them up with the palm rods. We've been banging them up with the long rods. Everything we can do. We've had the quads on north of Grand Rapids, so the ice is good.
Yeah.
And
what are you seeing for thickness?
Oh, minimum 7 inches.
Oh, great. And usually like four is real safe.
Four is great for walking.
Right.
We like, 6-7 inches before we start breaking the quads out. We found some lakes with 9.
Wow, great. So tis the season.
Tis the season, and we've been tickling those things up off the bottom, and you probably saw on my Facebook that picture of 2 kitchen sinks full of gills and crappie.
And for those of you that know what the limits are, that was him and his buddies, and Chaz just drew the short straw to clean them all.
Well, so, I helped. Yeah, Chad and I went right after him.
Yeah. So anyway, so let's talk about you getting panfish, right? I see crappies in there. I see bluegills, maybe a few sunfish, whatever. But you're filleting those and you're skinning those. So now you've got a skinless, boneless fish fillet.
Yeah.
Right?
It's pure protein. There's nothing to slow the kids down watching for bone. If your grandfather told you, we've eliminated all that. And we've taken a lot of the fat off that is really subcutaneous. It's right under the skin layer.
Right.
So just by flipping that fillet over and taking a fork to hold the end and sliding your fillet knife right under that, it'll lift that skin right off. No mess of a lot of scales flying around wherever you're cleaning fish.
Right.
If that's in the house, that could cause
trouble.
Right.
I mean, this time of year when it's single digits, you can't clean fish outside. Your hands will seize up in 2 fish. So anyway, let's talk about cooking that fish because it's a little difficult on the grill proper to grill up bluegill and fillets.
You know, if you've got a big party and you've got one of those outside burners, whether it's a side burner on your grill and you got enough BTUs kicking out of that thing, or you've got the old turkey deep fryer burner,
right,
something, you can get that fired up and run it through because it's got enough mass to hold the heat when you're talking about a gallon or 2 gallons of oil.
Right.
And deep frying, if you want to take it to the healthier side, rather than going to the beer batter route, just go with a dry batter. You've got a wet fillet.
Right.
I use a little bit of garlic powder, a little bit of black pepper, some all-purpose flour, and some cornmeal to give it a little texture.
Right.
And I'll just dry dredge that.
Right. The fillet itself is damp, and you just dry dredge it, stick it in there. And these things, they float when they're done, right?
They float when they're done.
Right. So you'll be able to tell, but it's 350 oil temperature. You'll knock it down when the fish hit it, but it'll come back.
Yep.
Don't let it go much above that because you'll burn.
And make sure you use a high smoke point oil.
Right.
Peanut oil, and there's some other oils if you have an allergy that have a high smoke point up around 375, 380 or something.
Yeah, a little
like
later
that
in the show, we're going to talk to Shasta from Old World Olive Company, and
the numbers.
She's got some flavored oils that'll work really good for that. So if I'm trying to be a little healthier and I don't want to do this with oil, okay, I have actually boiled those fillets in water, and you're like, what? But maybe a little Old Bay in there, and you drop those fillets in, and they turn into they curl up a little bit and they get snow white.
Yes.
Okay? So that's when you know they're done. You take a little basket strainer and pull them out of there, set them on the rack, let them cool, and then I'll even set them outside for about 15, 20 minutes, and then I make like a little bluegill cocktail out of them. Not drinking cocktail, but with cocktail sauce.
You know, when you're poaching fish like that, I treat them just like eggs. I'll put a little vinegar in the water if I'm using vinegar. But another trick an old guy taught me was 7-Up.
Really?
And it adds just a little bit of sweetness to them, and it tastes like Michigan lobster.
Wow.
And after that, we chill them down in 7-Up and ice, and they firm right up.
Yeah.
And they're ready for that cocktail sauce, and you get out those little plastic swords and play like you're fancy people.
Right. But it's bluegills that you've caught out back, not lobster that you just paid, you know, $17.99 a pound for.
You can stand there in your Cromer and actually eat this and hold your man card.
Right, exactly. And because they're panfish fillets, you can hold a beer in one hand and eat with the other.
Yes, exactly.
No fork needed, no knife.
Now, one of the other things that I like to do with the fish is I'll make a big pot of like potato chowder or potato soup or potato and leek soup. It's really good. And when you just get that thing up to a finish and it's done and it's still real hot and boiling and everything, that's when I drop the fillets in. Because, you know, one of my mentors in fishing always told me, don't overcook the fish.
Exactly.
So the heat of that soup is going to just finish off those fish real quick.
Right.
1-2 minutes. And they're done and you're ready to ladle out now a fish chowder.
Right.
And if you want a little more fish flavor in it, you can either make some fish stock or some clam or shrimp stock to start that soup out. And you'll get a really delightful hot lunch.
Right. And that's a cream-based soup. Again, up on our calorie scale, but you know what?
We can break it back if it's potato and onion.
Right.
Yeah. We can break it back with a broth soup, too.
We could do it that way. So that variation works. But yard bird. Everybody likes to cook chicken on the grill. Again, it's cold weather. You're going to need to get your grill a little bit hotter give it a little longer to get hot.
We talked about last week, maybe flywheeling it a little bit with some bricks in it.
Right.
Or a big piece of cast iron in there, something that's going to help hold the heat when you open that lid and let it out into 0 degrees.
Right. Yep. But give it a little time to get longer or to get warmer. And the longer you wait, the better it's going to be. We talked about remote thermometers in that you've got a piece of protein in there. If it's a heavy, dense piece, like a chicken breast.
Spatchcocked bird,
a beer can chicken. What you want to do is use those remote thermometers that got on the outside of the grill.
Or maybe even a remote.
Right, yep. Sends a note to your phone, whatever it may be. Yeah, yep, absolutely.
And cooking that, you know, maybe eliminating the skin is going to make it a little bit better. The skin is a good protector on the grill, though.
Right.
And maybe you just lift it off the skin when you serve it.
Right.
And that's going to make it a little healthier, too.
Right, and a tip there is if you leave the skin on, you need to season under the skin if you're going to take the skin off when you serve it.
Because it ain't going to penetrate.
No, it you don't get any flavor through a chicken skin. You're under or on it, right, is where it's at. So
pick it up, get your glove on, do a little rubbing.
Right, right.
Rub it like you love it.
Right. And less is more. I don't think you need to kill it with seasoning when you're right on the protein. You just put enough on there to get a little flavor profile.
Now, while we're talking birds, turkey.
Yeah.
Turkey breast, brined and smoked.
Right.
I think is probably the best.
Let's talk about the significance of brining it.
Brining, it's going to put the moisture into it. It's going to put the flavor into it. It's going to put a little bit of breakdown into the stringiness of it. It's going to put a little breakdown in it, and you slow smoke it out there. That's perfect while you're watching these playoff games.
Right.
And it's going to come out so juicy.
Right. Yeah.
And you just slice that up and do like twice as many as you think you need. Because sandwiches.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and that holds well in the fridge, too, for a week or two even. Once it's been smoked, and my tip to that is only slice off what you need and leave the rest of it whole and slice it as you use it, because it's gonna keep its moisture rather than if you slice it all at one time. But coming up next, we're going to give Shasta from the Old World Olive Company a call and talk a little bit about some great healthy properties of olive oils and balsamic vinegar. Stick with us. We'll be back.